Okay.
Switch the corner, huh?
So we are still discussing.
Yeah, you gave him a shift going to the corner.
We're still discussing. We're still.
I noticed that.
We're still discussing the individuals or the names of the either the actual people or the names of the people who were or the officers in the Beis Hamidrash. So the next one is Nechunya Chofer Shichen. We talked about Nechunya was the well digger. The Gemara explains that Chofer Shichen Ma'aros. He would dig the wells in the caves where the rainwater would collect, and the Oli Regel would use it on the way to Yerushalayim. Vahaviyada hadin kaf mikorimayin, vahade kaden isbe sharuve. He would know which rock contains water, and which rock has fissures, in which the water can be fine. Vahechon shiruse matya, and how far those fissures would extend. This way he would know how deep he would have to dig in order to get the water. Amar Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer says, in a whatever, twist of irony, and his son died of thirst. His son died because he didn't have enough water to drink. So, right. So there's another. The Gemara talk. The Bavli talks about this in Bava Kama Daf Nun and Yevamos Daf Kuf Chav Aleph. They're talking about the daughter of Nechunya. Right. She fell into a great water pit. And we're gonna have another story about this pretty soon. She fell into a water pit, and the people came to Chanina ben Dosa about she, you know, to what to do. So after 1 hour, she said she's fine. Then after a second hour, she said that she's still fine. And the third hour, she said she came out of the pit. Not a problem. They said, "Are you a Navi?" And he says, "No, I'm not a Navi, but it can't be. It simply can't be that somebody who works the water is gonna get punished by it." Yerushalmi obviously argues because Yerushalmi says it makes me know, but summer. So fine. We guys have to figure out what the difference is between the two stories. So Amar Rechanina. Rechanina says, right, so talking about now since the
he's
previous...
I think the Jews is on the road to the Beis Hamikdash.
Right, but he...
So
never,
why would it be a
He wasn't digging water, because it also deals with, it's not only talking about in the Beis Hamikdash, it's talking about what the Kohanim did. They were in charge of Yerushalayim. It also talks about the public works.
All
the public works. So the people, all the regular, have to have water. They can't turn on the faucet, so he basically provided them for the water. Yeah. So Amar Rabbi Chanina. So Rechanina says, okay, man the Amar Rachmana Vatron, whoever says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu overlooks the punishment that belongs to the sinners, yis Vatran b'nei me'oi. So again, I guess his intestines are going to be overlooked, which means you'll shut down, stop working, and you'll just die. Ela marich ruche v'gave didei. Rather, God has patience, you know, expiations with those who are chotim, and you know, eventually they'll get their due. That's what you have to say. Okay, Amar Bacha Ksiv. The pasuk says, okay, so I try to explain why there was such. I mean, Nechunya was obviously a righteous dude. So why did he get punished that in this way that his daughter was negative, daughter died? So he says, the pasuk says, Usivivav nisara ma'od. Those who were around him nisara ma'od. What's nisara ma'od? Nisara is the same words as sa'ara, the hair breath. So it's basically mitatik imar kechud sa'ara. Those who surround Hashem, those who are close to Hashem, Hashem is exacting with those people up to a hair's breadth. Meaning, you know, the closer you are to Hashem, the more you're more likely if you mess up, you're gonna get hit. Yeah, exact question is why. So it could be that so here he quotes from Shalom Shadron in the name of Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, is that Hashem is exacting with the righteous up to a hair's breadth because they're the foundation of the world. You know, when you're building construction, the foundation has to be the strongest part. So if any part of the foundation is missing, the whole structure comes crumbling. So you have to be very careful with those who are the foundation. If they're, you have to, you know, hit them to make sure that they don't fall at all. Others say that opposed to ordinary people, the righteous people are very, they're fully aware of God's presence, and any small thing they do is a smack in the face to Hashem. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Lo mitam zeh. He goes from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Madik siv v'norahu al kol sevivav." Like he's dreadful upon all his surroundings. He says, "Morao al hakrovim yosim erachokim." And his dread is upon those close to him more than those who are distant from him. Meaning that that's the second one that we learned. They have to be. They know they're more fearful. So if you're more fearful of something and you do it anyway, that's more disrespectful and it's more deserving of a punishment. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, he quoted the story. So this guy who used to dig He used to dig the pigs, the wells, and the caves in order to collect water for those who used to pass by. Hamachas Haisabito Overes Linase. His daughter was going, passing by. She was getting ready to get married. She's on her way to her wedding. Ushitafanar. She got washed away from the river. I guess the river came down, sort of splash flood, washed her away. Vahavun Kol Aman Alalin Gave. And all the people came to console him. Be'un min Nachmate, Velo Kibel Alu min Nachma. But Kol Ama Alim Lagave, they all went up to. They all went up to him, in order to console him. And he did not accept condolences. So all Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair gave. So Pinchas ben Yair, right? His Tana always comes up in Agad portions, right? So he comes up to console him. And he didn't accept the nachama from him. So Amar Lun, so he says all the people in the neighborhood, Danhu Chasid Chun, this is the righteous man. Right? He's not going to be consoled, meaning he's not accepting, not doing tzedakah din. He's unconsolable. There's another Gerson that says that this story is actually the story of Rav Nechunya, the daughter of Rav Nechunya, and the reason why he couldn't be consolable is because you can't console somebody when the person's not dead. If you know the person's not dead, so everyone needs closure. If there's no closure, then so that's how we knew she wasn't dead. Okay, so since he wouldn't accept condolences. So how can this be your righteous man? So Amrlei, the citizen said to Rabbi Pinchas, Kach v'kach haya osev, kach v'kach irlei. They said to him, he would do all these acts of righteousness, meaning he would provide water for everybody. And this is what befell to him, the tragedy of his daughter drowning. So Amar, Pinchas says, Efshar shahaya mechabe yisboru b'mayi v'mekachu b'mayi. Could it possibly be that he honors HaKadosh Baruch Hu with water and HaKadosh Baruch Hu strikes him down with water? So miyad nafala havara b'ir. So right after he said that, there was a report in the city. Basa biso shel osho ish. The daughter of this man is coming, meaning she's not dead. Rapinkos knew that she couldn't be dead, I guess, because she's not accepting the nechama. So is the amri besuchasa is ares. So some say that she grabbed a branch and that's why she was able to survive. The is the amri malach yarak kedemus Rapinkos ben Yair v'tzila. And some say that an angel looking like Rapinkos ben Yair went down from the heaven and rescued her. Okay, one's more natural than the other. But that's the story. Okay, the Mishnah states that the next officer was Givini Karuz. Givini was the vecker. He was the crier. He used to call out. What does it do? So what would he actually announce? Shayamachnes Rebeis Hamigdash, that he would announce every day in the morning. He would announce every day in the morning. Mahay Omer, what would he say? Imdu Akohanim La'avoda, Ulevini L'duchanan, V'Yisrael Mamadam. He would say that arise the priests to do your services, and the Levim should get up to the platform in order to sing, and the Israelim, which I guess means those who are in the that Maimud, they should who represent the entire community, they should get to go to their watch. And Agrippa's Hamelech, right? Agrippa's Hamelech.
And it shouldn't this be approved if they do it at the same time?
Who?
All of them.
Well, that's the next thing. The Agrippa's also is. It seems in the Gemara that all kings are condensed into Agrippas. Because but all kings, besides the two Agrippases, or Agrippi, all kings can be condensed into one personality of Agrippas. It seems to be, you have stories about Agrippas that don't seem to match the timeline for Agrippas. Here it's possible they're talking about Agrippas 1. Agrippas 1 is the grandson of Herod and Miriam, right? He was actually brought up in Rome. He died, I think, in 44. Is when he died. He seems to have become from. He had sort of was a Baljuan. So it could be. So Agrippa Hamelach Shama Kolo Ad Shmone Parsos Venasan La Matanas Harbe. Agrippa heard the voice from 8 Parsos away, and he made and gave him many gifts because of his appreciation about this. I think there's a Gemara in, where's the Gemara? Is it in Yoma or something like that? Where there's somewhere else where it talks about that. The voice could hear and be heard in Yericho. And Yericho is 10 parcels away. And here it's 8 parcels away. But the answer is simple. Agrippa was only 8 parcels away, and that's where he heard it. But that's the story. Okay, that's next. The next one is Ben Gever. Who's Ben Gever? Ben Gever was responsible on the Elah Sha'arim. He was responsible.
Is there a reason that Agrippa was so impressed by him calling out?
I don't know. People are impressed with us for waking up at 5:30 in the morning to get ready to learn. So maybe he was impressed that people are waking. People wait. Yeah, Rabbi always says that Shalosh Shudos. But people maybe were impressed that the Kohanim are up to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with such zerizas.
The king, 8 parcels away.
The king, yeah, that's the story.
Okay.
Ben Gever al Ne'ila Sha'arim. Ben Gever was responsible for the locking of the gates in the Beis HaMidrash, in the evening, and probably for opening them up in the morning. So now the Gemara talks about something that happened to Ben Gever. This is a Mishnah. This is based on a Mishnah in Yoma and Daf Chaf, that every day the ashes are removed from the Mizbeach when the Gever is calls, or right around that time. So there's a machlokus there as well. The term Gever means a man, an actual man, or it means the rooster. So the Gemara here talks about a story that Rav went to visit Rav Shela, and he was an interpreter, and he would explain the lectures to the public people. So on one occasion, Rav Shela specifically said that Gever means a rooster. That's the background. So Tirgim Rav Kamei de Beis Rebbe Shela, Kara Gavra Achreis Karoza. But Rav, nevertheless, right, this is going after we know the story that Rav Shela says it's a rooster. Rav interpreted the Mur Gever. He was in the base medrash of Rav Shela. He says Gever means the crier announced, which is a person. He talks about a person. So Amar Leh, son of Rav Shela, says back to him, and more Karar Tarnagola. You should say they're talking about the rooster. Why are you saying it's a person? It should be the rooster. So Amar Leh, so Rav says back to him, we're talking about, we had the Mishnah. Amar Leh, Bahatan Nenon, Ben Gever, Islach Lememar, Bar Tarnagola. He says a guy called Ben Gever. You can call a rooster the son of. You don't call a rooster by the son of. So Ben Gever is a person. So it's a person. Okay. Then Ben Bevai al Hapakia. Mishnah says that Ben Bevai was responsible for the shreds of the garments. So what were they used for? Shahayim Mizayek Pesilos. He would braid the shreds of the garments together for the wicks, right? And so the problem was that the wicks had to last the whole night, and had to last a specific time. But every night is different. The nights get longer, the nights get shorter. So he was an expert to figure out how long the wicks had to be each night to last the right amount. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Ayla Kufra. So Rabbi Yossi came to a town called Kufra. Okay, it says that that's near Tveria. That he wanted to appoint certain people to be the leaders of the community, to be in charge of the tzaka, to see what's going on, is provide for the poor. But those who were appointed wouldn't accept the appointment from him. They felt it was beneath their dignity. They wouldn't do it. So Alva Amar Kamayan. So Rav Yossi came up and said to him, Ben Bavai al Fakia. Ben Bavai was responsible for dealing with garment leftover pieces of the garment. And Ma'im Zeshin Ismana ala Pesilos. So he was zocha to be counted along the Gedol Yador. So atem shatem nismanim achayin nefashos l'koshgein. So I'm appointing you to be in charge of people's lives. What do you mean rejecting it? It's an important thing. You know, some people don't realize the job that they're giving to them, how important the job is that you're giving to them. Listen, you're not telling your kids to set the table on Shabbos because you need them to keep busy. It's a big mitzvah to do, to take care and to set the table. It's a big mitzvah what they're doing. So why are you running away from it? So I'll have a amr komayhun. So Rabbi Yossi, I said that, okay? No, yeah. Okay. Next one is Ben Arza al Hatziltzal. Ben Arza was responsible to translate as a sort of a symbol with a C, C-Y-M-B-L. Right, the symbols, right? He had the Sanein and Tanat Man, as we learned, this is referring to, we learned a different Mishnah, the Mishnah's in Tamid. He neif haskan b'sudarim, v'kish ben Arza al Hatziltzal. When the Kohen Gadol be ready, just from, over there the Mishnah says, when the Kohen Gadol went bent over to pour the yait and the nesachim, right? So then the skan would wave scarves, and Ben Arza would beat upon the symbol. Okay, that's what he would do. Next is Hugras ben Levi al Ashir. Hugras ben Levi was responsible for the song. So Amar, I guess he was the choir leader. So Amar Rabbi Acha ni'ima yaseira hayodea. He knew an unbelievable way of how to sing. The Amru Alav al Hugras ben Levi, they would say about him, Shahayamanim eskolo bezemer. I guess it says here that he would be able to, when he would sing, he would be able to stick his thumb or stick something into his mouth. So when he would sing, right? When he would stick a thumb into his mouth, he could produce several types of music simultaneously. It goes against the Shema Rezacha that only Kodesh Baruch Hu can make two sounds. But he was, I guess, able to throw his voice in some way and make beautiful sounds with his voice. And everybody would run towards him to hear. He was playing in Penn Station. Everyone wanted to hear what this guy was doing. Beatbox.
Yeah.
I doubt it. That's really music. So, I'm old. It's not Led Zeppelin, I'll tell you that. All right. So Beis Garmu Amase Lechem Apanim. So now Beis Garmu was the people, or the family that was in charge in making the Lechem Apanim, known as the showbread. Right? That's the bread that was baked each week in a special form. You know, it's folded over like that. It was put on the Shulchan for a week. And then B'Shabbos, they would take it off and replace it. So Beis Garmu, how you became Amase Lechem Apanim, they were experts in making the Lechem Apanim, Ubiridiyaso, and also from removing it from the ovens without ruining it. Below Ratzulamin, they did not want to teach these skills to anybody else. Shachul Chachamim, they be umanim Alexandria. The Chachamim said, enough. You guys aren't teaching anybody. We want to know how to do it. You're out. They fired you. We brought in the scabs. We're going to bring in these experts from Alexandria. Shai Bekim and Maisei Lechem upon him. They knew how to bake the bread, but they did not know how to remove it from the oven. I guess it was very difficult to move out without it breaking or getting spoiled. Whatever. So you had to strike. People were taken out. You tried to hire them. It's not as good a product. Basically, it's just not as good as product.
The other scab.
Right? Basically, except for the air trap controls. You see, I have a problem with that. No. So, again, I'm dating myself. But, so, Beis Garmu, the difference was, is that Beis Garmu, Hamaisikim, Bifnim, Verodim, Bechutz, Loya, Misapeshes, the Elu, Hamaisikim, Bifnim, Verodim, Bifnim, Vahaisa, Misapeshes. The Beis Garmu people would light the fire within the oven, they would bake the bread in the mold, and they remove the bread from the mold only outside the oven. Okay, and therefore, I know, I'm not exactly. And then they would remove it, and it wouldn't spoil. But the people from Alexandria, right, they would light the fire from in the oven. They would bake the showbread, the lechem in the mold. But they were afraid, they were afraid to remove the bread outside. They were afraid it would break. So they would remove the bread from the inside, and that would lead to it getting spoiled somehow. Okay. So they didn't know how to take it out of the mold. They knew you're supposed to take it out of the mold. They didn't know how to take it out of the mold the right way. They would take it out when it was in the oven, and that would cause the bread not to last. Which is funny because one of the miracles was that the bread never spoiled. I guess the bread never spoiled if you did it right.
It never spoiled, or they didn't get it out without ripping it.
So once the Chachamim realized this, that, you know, these guys are actually scared, you know, these guys aren't, they wanted to get the other guys back. So they said, anything that Hashem created, He created for His own kavod. The pasuk says, Shenemar, Kol Pa'al Hashem L'maneyu. Right? The Lord has made everything for His own purpose. So, spoiled, lechem apanim does not serve the purpose of Hashem. So we have to serve the purpose of Hashem. And get back the Beis Garmu. So Shachol Acharei Melorot Shlevo Achakav Lo Secharim. They said, you want us back? Double our pay. Double our pay. Right. Oh, that was a better way for the scabs. So Shneim Asar Mana Hayu Notlim. They used to take 12 mana. The Nosalim Esrim VeArba. They used to, and then they got 24. Rav Yudom Esrim VeArba Hayu Notlim. And Notlim Arba Vishmona. That they used to get 24. Now they wanted 48. The whole back and forth. There's a tension here. Is whether a Beis Garmu were, you know, they would. They were good people for not telling everybody the secret. They were good. I'm not sure how you.
We have another Gemara though. Right. This is not from yesterday. Another Gemara that this and the other family with the Taurus, that they never had fresh bread in their house, and
it's here. The Gemara is here. Gemara is also here. It's in Yoma. It's here also. The same Gemara. But I don't know how you spin that they held out for more money to say that they're you know, they were doing the right thing. Well, they're trying to show the club and listen. He says really important. You're gonna have to pay for it. I mean. Paying us more is really just.
You would think that their condition would have been you can't show any, you can't give it to anybody else.
Well, so Amr Lahan, they said to the Chacham said to them, if Mei Ma Ein Aten Rotz Nolami, why don't you want to teach anybody else the art of making the lechem upon him? So Amr Lahan, they said back, Masor Sibi Adenu, it is a tradition in our hands from our forefathers, Shabbai Sizah Asid Lecharev, that this house is going to be destroyed. And Shalom Yomdu Acherim V'yasluf Ne'avod Azara Shalom. We not only teach anybody else, because then anybody later on people will do this and they'll do it in front of the Avod Azara. So, but the Varim Halalu Maskir Noson L'Shvach. So, for this reason, we mention them with praise. Shalom Yotz.
Not for the
extra money. Because there's a machlok and in Yom as to whether or not what they did was praiseworthy or not. Like Gemara that you're talking about. Right. So, here this thing they were machlok them L'Shvach. What's the thing that we mark for shvach? Shelo yotze biyad v'neiim pas nikiyim me'olam. They never had any of their children go to their house with, you know, white bread, with fine bread. Shelo yo'omer mimasi lechem hapanim hinolchem. So no one would say that they were eating from the lechem hapanim. What were these guys kohanim?
I don't know.
Right. Doesn't necessarily mean they were kohanim. Okay. That's them. The next is Beis Aftinus, right? They were in charge al maisa ketoris. They were responsible for preparing the ketoris, the incense that used to be burnt. So similar story. They were very proficient in preparing the mixtures, right? And they also were experts in the male ashen, which is the smoke riser, the smoke raiser. This was some this is a certain plant or an herb, and nobody knew what it was except for Beit Aftinus, and that allowed them to do something special with the ketoris. So. Right, the smoke razor caused the ketoris to go up in a straight line. That was the thing. They wouldn't tell anybody who this what this smoke razor was. Right, but Steindl says it's the Lapidinia pyrotechnica, which is pretty cool. Pyrotechnic, but it's fire. That sucks.
Don't we have the ingredients for the
ketoris? Right, I guess I don't know. Was this part of the ingredients, or this was the fire used to light it? Okay.
This wasn't part of right. That herb wasn't part of it.
I don't think so. It was like the fuel, and this fuel caused it to go to rise.
Right. So if they didn't have it, so what?
You probably could do it, but you couldn't do it with Chavod Hashem in the beautiful way.
Why does it say that's part of
it? Because you bring these pasukim. Shalchu v'yilu manu me'Alexandrios. They brought the replacement reps in. Shal Mitzrayim from Mitzrayim. They became the Pita Makatoris. With my Alashim, they became. They could make the incense, but they couldn't deal with the. They couldn't make the. They weren't identifying the incense. So, and they explained. Shal Beis Aftinus Hayimis Mameras for Ola Kimakul Posav Yeredes. The Katoris of Beis Aftinus would rise straight up like a rod to the ceiling, and then it would spread out and descend. Whereas Shal Elu Haisa Posav Miyad. It just would spread out right away. It would not rise at all. It just would just disperse.
Is this the base of Alexandria?
Maybe that's where they knew how to do it from.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were from in Elephantine. They had a awesome. That was destroyed. That was destroyed like in the 300s or 400s. The Elephantine.
Right. But it was during the time of Beis Hamikdash.
Right. I don't know. Could be. So Kevan Sheyedu Chama Dover Eila. Once the Chama realized this, that the incense, that the smoke was flawed, they didn't want the smoke like this. They said Kol Mashkaris Barakaris Baruchu Lichvodo Barash Nemar Kol HaNikra Bishmi Lichvodi Barasif. They quote a different pasuk. Everything he created and made for everything that is called in my name, and I have created for my glory, I have made it. So why is it different pasuk than what happened with the base garmu? Okay, so shalchu achareim. So they went back to get the base aftinus. They held out for more money. So shnei masar mano yinot lin v'noslin. Eshiv arba, he was 12 that went to 24. Reb Yehuda Omer 24 that went to 48. Eshiv arba yinot lin v'noslin hem arbaim ushmona. So Amr Lahan, he said to them, "Bnei Ma'itein Rotsin Lami, why don't you want to teach anybody the art of the incense preparation?" So Amr Lahan, "Masarasi Bedeinu, it is a tradition from our forefathers. Shabbais Zel Osu Lechara, that this house is going to be destroyed. Shalo Yom Du Achirim Yosim Kain Lefnei Avodah Zarah. We don't want to teach anybody else to do the Ketoris, so they won't go ahead and do it in front of their Avodah Zarah. So B'Devarim Aleilu, but that's not accepted, right? The Gemara in Yoma says that they were that's masking him with Gnai. But for the following things, masking him with Shvach, and this much is what you're referencing. Shelo yatzas isha mishal echa mehen mibusemes me'olam. There never was any, none of the wives of the Beis Aftinus would ever leave their house with perfume. And not only that, below Od, elokah shahaya echa mehen nosa isha mokam acher. If they would marry somebody from a different family, it would be in the ksuba, hayaposik ima amanash lo tis basein. One of the conditions for marriage was that she would not perfume herself. Shaloyu omrim, so the people wouldn't say mimaisa pita maktoris hein misbasmos, that they're perfuming themselves from the ketoris. I don't know why, but it just seems difficult to me. Is that the problem was that no one else knew how to do the mila ushan. They knew how to make the ketoris.
Yeah,
we have the formula. So no one would say that they're getting it from the ketoris, but other people knew the ketoris. Awesome. All right. So, in order to fulfill that which was stated, that you should be clean before Hashem and before Yisrael. But that is not what they said in the other, by the Beis Garmu, they never got to that pasuk. Just as Shlo Yom Mimaisi Lech Aponim Hein Ochlem, which doesn't say Shenema. I don't know. Yeah, but he used two psukim for the photo. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Pamachas Ayisi Omri Yerushalayim. One time I was standing in Yerushalayim. And I found a young child, Beis Aftinus, Amartilo. I said to him, "Bini me'ezer mishpach at, from what family are you from?" Amri mishpach asponi, "I'm from Beis Artinas." So Amarti lo, I said to him, "Bini yavosecha lefishin eskavnu lo rabos kodon shel lomatik kvot shemayim," since they want to increase their own kavod and diminish the kvot shemayim, "lefichach kvodon nisma'e to kvot shemayim nisrabah." The Beis Artinas will destroy, your family is nothing, but kvot shemayim is still around, I guess. He obviously was not praising them for what they did. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Sachli Shimon ben Loga. Shimon ben Loga told me the following thing: Milaket ha'isi asavim ani v'tinok echa mishal beis avtinos v'ra'isi osu shebacha. I was gathering some sort of herbs or grass with a child from the house of avtinos, and I saw him cry. And then v'ra'isi osu shebacha, and then I saw him laugh. So Amartilo said, "This is strange." Amartilo said to him, "Bini lam bachisa, why are you crying?" So Amrali said to me, "Akavot shel beis avos nesmait. I am crying about the glory of my father's house, which has been diminished. There's no basis in English. You guys don't need us anymore. You know, we're passe." She says, "Velama sachachta." So why'd you laugh? So Amarli, "Ala kavod hamasukal tzadikim lasi bavo." I laughed about the joy, about the glory prepared for the tzadikim in the world to come. I guess either that means in the future world to come, or when the third base of English is built, and my family will be restored to their place. Umare isa. So what did you see that set you off like this? You know, what was the impetus for this type of reaction? So he says, Maliyashin Negni, I saw the Maliyashin plant. So Numesilo, so I said to him, "Well, Bini, Haro Ali, show it to me." So Amali Naha, sorry, Amali Rabbi, Marasos Biyadim Evasai Shalai Ros Levi. I can't, so I have a tradition, I may not show it to anybody. So he doesn't show it to anybody. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, says, I'm not sure what you do with the parentheses, Malak Nisei Yisavim, Adiv Zakin Echa, Paga Bizakin Echa Mishal Beis Avtinos. I met an elder gentleman from Beis Avtinos, Umagila Samanim Biyado, and he had instructions of what all this, he had the cookbook. He had the recipe book, and he was able to show what was what. And he gave it to me. Amrali Rebbe, the Shabra, you based Abed Tsnuyim. In the past, the members of my father's house were discreet. They were cautious. Vahayu Moser, and it's Megillah Azos, Elul Elul. They would only transfer the scroll one to another. Achshash, Einon based Abed Emonim. But now, when my father's house is, I guess, not reliable, and what does that mean? Yes, he's concerned that they're going to give it to somebody else. So he says, "Helech ases hamagila." Here's the giving it to you, right? Giving it to you, the hizarba, and you. Excuse me. You be careful with it and don't teach it to anybody else. In other words, I can't trust the members of my family not to give it that secret. So I'm trusting you with the secret. Ugeshabasi vehertesi adrav of Rabbi Kiva, and when I said this in front of Rabbi Kiva, this is Rabbi Yochanan Nuri speaking, Zalgu ein of demos, he started crying. Now we realize that there's no reason to treat Beit Avtinos as gnai. They were clearly just withholding the recipe book from people because they didn't want to fall into the wrong hands, and that they weren't doing it for their own kavod. Because obviously this guy gave it to you because he wanted to make sure it didn't fall into the wrong hands. So that we have to now say that Beit Avtinos, we should not be masking them unfavorably. It's evident that they were doing it out of good intentions. All right, the next one is Mishnah states that Elazar ala parochas. Elazar was responsible. Did I skip?
No.
Elazar was responsible for the curtains. What does that mean? Shai mamuna al orge parochas. Right, that he was the supervisor of the curtain weavers. They would do it by, I guess, the tailor, so to speak. You know, the weavers. Right. Shai amalbish bigde kuna gadula. That they would dress the Kohen Gadol in his garments. I'm not sure.
I skip.
Okay. Pinchas Malbish. Shahaya, right? Malbish Big Day Kuna Gadula. Mais Mikon Echa, Chihilbish Is Tartios Echa. There was once a story where a certain Kohen dressed a certain Roman officer, right? And Is Tartios is a Roman officer, right? He did such a great job. He got paid 10 gold coins, and somebody gave him 12 gold coins. The clothing, he was like a personal tailor. He would obviously dress him nicely. He got these guys knew how to get somebody dressed nicely. Next Mishnah. Okay.
So did he do something wrong or not?
Well, it depends. Did he dress him up in Big Day Kahuna? Then maybe it's a problem. Or no, he made a nice suit for him. He made a nice suit for him. Right. He made a nice suit for him. That's why I read it. He made a nice suit for him. That's right. Came to the hotel room. The guys were there. Okay. So. No, from Jerusalem. So. Ein pochasin mishiva amar kolin ushlosha gizbarim. There are no fewer than seven amar kolin, which are translated as trustees. Right. Or amar kolin he says, Steinzel says it's from the Persian word hamarakara, which is an accountant. So he's seven accountants. He says you had to have a firm. It was an accounting firm in the base of English. So you can't have any less than seven amar kolin and shlosha gizbarim and three treasurers. Okay, the ein osin sarara al tzibur pachos mishnayim. And we can't appoint an authority over the public people of less than two, meaning if you're going to collect tzedakah, somebody should be two people. So when they knock on the door from the shul to collect money from the building, make sure they're two, otherwise send them away, and tell them to come back when you're two people. So, ein osim sroro al tzibur pachos mishnayim, right? Chutz mi ben achio shel alcholi ma'ayim, except for ben achio, who was in charge of the people who had stomach diseases, and elazar shel aparoches, so Osan Kiblu Robot Tzibur Lehem, because the majority of people accept the men upon themselves as officers, so then you can do that, so maybe if someone does knock on your door, and it's Mr. Landau, you can let him in, because he's accepted by everybody to do it. Okay. And give him nicely, please. Ein bo kasin mishlosha gizbarim mishiva akamrolim tani mishnei kasalikim. So the Mishnah said that there can't be no less than three treasurers and seven trustees or accountants, and the Gemara states, likewise, with Tana Brisa, there can't be any less than two Taklin are executive supervisors. So you have 2, 7, 3. That's the corporate structure of the accounting firm in the Beis Hamidrash. So Hadavu Diksev, because it's written like this. This is talking about the people who supervised the receipts of the truma and the maisos from the people, and then they would distribute it to the Kohanim and the Leviim. So there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Beis, Perik Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk says, the Asael v'rimos b'yozava v'el'iel v'yismachyu umachu b'nayu. That's the Amar Kolin. So you had Yechiel, Azayah, and... Sorry, I skipped. You see, v'yechiel v'azayziyahu v'nachas gizbarim. Three gizbarim. The Asael v'rimos b'yozava v'el'iel v'yismachyu umachu b'nayu. That's the Amar Kolin. That's the seventh. They had the trustees, the accountants. And on top of them, they had the supervisors, right? Pekidim miyah, they were appointed by Kavnaniyahu Vishmi Achiv, right? That's two of them, right? Those two supervisors, okay? And then Bimifkadi Chizkiyahu Hamelach Vazayahu Negid Beis Elokim Hamelach VaKohen Gadol. On top of that, you had the Kohen Gadol and the king. Now Kishahayu Chosem. Now the people here are dealing with the temple assets, right? With the assets of the Beis Hamidrash. So they would seal an item to store it. You had to stamp it to put the seal on it, sort of like the corporate seal had to be embossed on it. So a gizbar chosim, the gizbar would seal it in nosal amar kol, and then he would give it up the chain to amar kol. The amar kol would be chosim in nosal kasli kon. He would give it up the chain to the kasli kon, and the kasli kon would chosim in nosal kohen gadol. He would give it to kohen gadol, who would seal it. They would go to chosim in nosal lamelech. That's how they would have it all sealed. That was the final seal. King was busy. I don't think the means of king that they would seal it. And nowadays also, president doesn't sign all the letters, you have his signature and it's put in, but it's the seal of the king. And now the treasurer wanted to release an item for usage, take it out of the treasury, so it was the reverse order. Melech roch asom matir, the melech would see his seal and then undo it. The kohen gadol would see roech asom matir. Kasalikin roech asom matir. Amarkal roech asom matir. Gizbar roech asom matir, they would each would examine his seal and release it. And finally, when the treasurer would examine his seal and release it, and that was able to be used. The Mishnah then said, "Ain osin sra al tzibur mamam pachos mishnayim." We not appoint authority of public people in monetary matters of less than two people. Rav Nachman b'shem Rabbi Mana al shem, because the pasuk says, "This is the pasuk when they're taking the gold and the silver and to engage in the building of the Beis Hamidrash and for weaving the big tikkunah." The pasuk says, "Vehem." The minimum heim is plural. Minimum plural is two. So vehem yikachos azav es tchelas es argam. We take the gold and the sky blue wool and the purple wool. Plural they indicates that it must consist of the minimum of two people. Amar Rabbi Chama, Bei Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, "Mipsola shaluchos hashir Moshe." Now Moshe was supervising the building of the Beis Hamikdash and was very rich, so people thought that maybe he took some of the. No matter what, where you are in stature, nothing changes. So people would take the. People, so they said that where did Moshe get rich from? Mipsol shaluchos hashir Moshe. He got rich from the shavings, I guess, that broke off of the second luchos. They used to chisel the stone. I guess that stone was worth something. And that's where he got rich. Well. Okay, that's how he got rich. If he wasn't rich now, how can he be a Navi? How can he be a Navi beforehand? Right? In order to be a Navi, you had to be wealthy. So maybe he was wealthy and he donated all his stuff to the Mishkan, so he had to get rich again. So Hashem gave him more. Hashem gave him more money. Okay, because the pasuk says, "Psal lechosh nei luchos avanim." Right? You should chisel or you for yourself, you the stones, HEW, the luchos avanim. Psal lechosh nei psal shelcha. That the leftover should be for you. Amar Rabbi Chanin. Rabbi Chanin said, "No, this is how we got rich." Machatzav shel avanim tovos umagilos barlo akadosh baruch hu mitoch aholo umenu hashir moshan. Akadosh baruch hu created a quarry or a mine of precious stones in Moses' tent, and he became wealthy from that. My question is, from an economic standpoint, what were they using the stones from? That who was buying them? Like, how'd you get wealthy off of that? What was the market? What was the market in the desert? Right. They all had stuff from the Biza Sayam.
Yeah.
Besides the fact, but they always have that famous story of the person who went on a trip and he got left on a deserted island, and it was filled with diamonds. They used to collect them, and everything was all over the place. And it turned out that something else, rocks were the currency, and that was worth money. But there was no market for the diamonds. So when he came back, they said, "What do you have?" He says, "Nothing." And he had a few stones left in his pocket. That's how they got rich. Because in that market, when you flood the market, so I don't understand why he gets so rich here. Okay, Iksiv, the pasuk says, "V'hibitu acharei Moshe ad bo ohela." Right, there's a pasuk in Shmos Perek Lamed Gimel when he went out of the tent, the people would stand up and every man would look after Moshe until he went into the tent. So what were they looking? So again, there are always those who look for the good and those who look for the bad. Right, Yesh l'shvach, Yesh l'gnai. Right, the Rashi says that by Noach. Right, Trin Amoroin, Chad Armel l'gnai, Chad Armel l'shvach. One said they looked at Moshe unfavorably, and one said that they looked at Moshe favorably. How does that work?
What about the third?
Which is?
Said there
was three of them.
Three
Amorim. Trin, two.
Three.
I did, I'm sorry. Two. Man da Amar Lignai, the one who says that they looked at Moshe unfavorably, because it says that they did as follows. Chamun Shakin, Chamun Krain, Chamun Kufad, Achel Mindi Yehudae, Vishase Mindi Yehudae, Kol Madle Mindi Yehudae. Look at his legs, look at his feet, look at his flesh, look how healthy he is. All that he eats comes from us Jews. All that he drinks comes from us Jews. All his assets are taken from us Jews. I don't think they called him Yehudai at that time, because they were called Bnei Yisrael. Yehudai is really the Judeans, which is a much later moniker for Bnei Yisrael. They were the Israelites at the time. They became the Judeans later on when there was no Israel and there was only Judah left.
I'm not so sure about that. Because maybe when they come, they're split.
Well, that's still later. That's still later than Moshe.
Yeah.
So that's those who go lignai. Uman d'amad l'shvach, and one who's l'shvach, they say, mechamei tzadikai u'maski tovaya d'sachas l'machai mei yasei. They used to say, they were stargazing, they wanted to see the tzadik, and they would say, we want to see the righteous, we want to see the one who merits to view Hashem, and earns great rewards. So anyway, they take the... It was pictures. It was Rebbe cards. They wanted to see the tzaddik. Okay. Now we're talking about there were four chosamos in the Beis Hamikdash. Basically, the Mishnah now is talking about the functions performed by Yochanan ben Pinchas and Achiyah. These are the officials that we mentioned in the first Mishnah. They were the ones who dealt with the seals and the nesachim. So there were four seals in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. What are the four seals? When you went to bring a korban, you sort of got a receipt on the seal to tell you which nesachim you were going to go get, and then you went and you redeemed it. You went to the booth and you redeemed your redemption of what you wanted. So these were four seals that confirmed the person who was holding the seals that he paid for the nesachim that went with his korban. So what were the four chosamos? The kasav alei, they were written on them: egel, zachar, gedi, v'chotei. The following was written on them. There was either calf, or male, which means a ram, kid, right, a young male, and a sinner, which would be for a leper, leprosy. I guess that's one of the. I guess each one had their own measurement of nesachim, so you had to know which nesachim they were. But Ben Azay said, Chamish Ayuv Aram is Ksuv Aleim. There were five of them. They were written in Aramaic, and it was Egel instead of Zachar, it was Dikar, the dollar and the Zion switch, Gedi, and then Chota Dal and Chota Asher. And then it was a poor sinner and a rich sinner. Okay, so now they explain. Egal Meshamesh im Niske Bakar Gedolim Uketanim Zecharim Urikevas. The calf seal, right, the egel seal, that serves as a payment receipt for the Nesachim of Bakar cattle offerings, whether they're large or small, male or female, because all of the Karbonos from the cow family are accompanied by the same Nesachim. Gedi, the seal that says Gedi, which is a kid, the kid, is Meshamesh im Niske Hatzon. That serves for a receipt for wine that's going to go with the sheep or the goat, right? Whether or not they are Gedolim Katanim Zecharim Nekevos, Chutz Mishal Elim, whether they're large or small, male or female, except those that go with a ram, right? A ram that's 13 months or older, that gets its own seal. The Ayel, Meshamesh im Nichse Elim Ovad, the Ayel seal is to use with, to give the Nesachim for a ram carbon. Chote Meshamesh im Niske Shalosh Behemo Shel Metzora. And the Chote one was to give enough light, enough of the Nesachim for the three Korbanos that the Metzora brought, right? He brought the Chatzas and Ola, he would bring three Korbanos, so he would have more, he would have more Nesachim to go along with him. So that was his receipt. Because you could just have a receipt that says, I'm here for Nesachim. You had to show a receipt for which type of Nesachim you were here for and you paid for. Misha hu mivakesh Nesachim, so the one who wanted to get Nesachim, holech lo etzel Yochanan shehu mamune al hachasamos. He would have to go to Yochanan, who was responsible for the seals. V'nosing lo ma'os, and he would give him the appropriate money, u'mikabo imenu chosam, and he would receive a seal from him. Right? Bolo etzel achia shemune al Nesachim. Then he would go to achia, who was responsible for the actual Nesachim, for the wine. Right? He was responsible for all the libations. And then you would give him the seal, and he would provide you with the Nesachim. And at night, they would have to reconcile the accounts. Right? Yochanan and Achiyah would get together to reconcile the accounts. Achiyah would take up the seals he received. And he would get money back. Now, if there was less money than the value of the seals, then Pachasu lo. Then it was on Yochanan, right? It was on Yochanan, I guess, because he must have messed up the seals, I guess. I don't know. And Yochanan would have to pay from his own pocket. Then Hosiro, if there was extra, Hosiro lehektesh yad hektesh alo liyona, right? Because hektesh was always the winner. Hektesh was the winner. If there was extra money, the hektesh wins. Okay. Now, Misha avad cho samo. So someone lost their seal that he purchased from Yochanan. So then what they do? Mamtino lo ana era. So Yochanan and Afia would have to wait till the evening to resolve the problem. V'imatzu lo kidei chosamo, and if at the end, he claims I have chosam B. At the end of the day, they found money that equaled that amount. Right? No stin lo. They would give him that amount, and he would get the nesachim for that. The imlav. But if they did not reconcile, they were not left over. There wasn't enough left over. People cheat. There wasn't left over. Lo hayu nosim lo, they would not give him any nesachim. V'shem hayom kasuv aleim bnei aramayim. And out of that, the name of the day of the week was written upon the seals because of the cheaters. They might try to use old seals. So each seal, it was time stamped. And it was time stamped, and therefore you couldn't use a receipt from one day to the other. Right? It's like the Long Island Railroad tickets every monthly. Every month it's a different color. They got it from somewhere. Okay. You know what? We'll stop here. Have a good day. Have a good Shabbos.